The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, this weekend, the clocks will spring forward 1 hour, leading to the biannual question, should we still be doing it? And why on earth did we do it in the first place? In a moment, we'll be speaking to Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South. But first, Josh Crosby has been asking people on the streets of Dublin if it's time to get rid of summertime.
It's a bit nonsensical. In fairness, I do think so. I think it should stay the same the way it is now.
So all year round, the same time?
Yeah, absolutely now. Yeah, the way it is.
Split it half an hour in the middle and just leave it go for the rest.
I get a lie on sometimes.
They'll rub it back at Halloween. If I cut it half an hour straight to the middle and just leave it, never change it again.
Well, I'd rather them stay the same all year round. No need, not in this day and age.
I'm just fed up with being late for work.
I do not like the hour less in bed. I don't like it at all.
I mean, that's the big one for everyone, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely... I feel it. I do feel it. And especially with kids in the house and stuff.
They should stay at the same time all year round?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it would be more convenient, easier to manage.
I don't like having to go about and change like the car clock and then the clocks in the house and stuff like that. It's just a real inconvenience.
It's an inconvenience. Yeah.
I like the way it goes back and forth. Except I didn't when I had babies, because that's always a problem. But now I look forward to it. And I even see my older boys are looking forward to it now because they keep saying, when is the clock going forward?
And wait, what is this that you...
The bright evenings.
The bright evenings, longer days.
Longer days, absolutely. I was a summer girl.
So you're looking forward now to be going around the house, change them?
No. First of all, the clock is always fast.
So how fast would it be now?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, and sometimes I'm nearly half the year that I haven't changed the clock at all. And I'm looking at the clock and people are saying, we don't have to. And I'd say, no, it's 3:30, I just haven't changed it. And it kind of goes on for so long that then it's like, oh, why would I change it now? Because the clocks are going to go forward.
But you're never late.
Well, I know, I wouldn't say that. Ask my husband. He'll say I am.
Yeah, some great views there. Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, joins us. Sean, you want to call time on daylight saving time. Tell us why.
Yes, this is something I've been working on for a number of years. And a majority of MEPs voted in favour of its abolition a number of years ago. A public consultation carried out by the European Commission showed 85% of people wanted an end to it. And we nearly had it over the line. But some countries didn't agree and you needed unanimity of all member states. So now we're going at it again. And in this regard, I've had a number of meetings with MEPs. There's one MEP in particular from Germany, Dr. Peter Lees, and I are working on it. And we are trying to put pressure, particularly on the Irish government, to put it on the agenda for their presidency, which comes up in the second half of this year. And that would... give it momentum and really give us an opportunity to have one last go at it and get rid of it for once and for all.
And why do you feel so strongly about it? What are the advantages, you think, of getting rid of daylight saving?
The advantage initially was for energy savings during World War One. That's a long time ago. So energy savings is no longer relevant. But all the evidence, and there's a huge pile of evidence now carried out by research, by universities, etc., that show it is detrimental to people's health, both in terms of sleep deprivation, upsetting their circadian rhythm, people who might have issues in relation to autism, etc. All that is exaggerated for the few weeks after the change every two or twice a year. And it's also detrimental to animals. More animals are killed in motorways and so forth as the clock changes. And then, of course, from a financial point of view, switching the whole system twice a year, forward and backwards, that's a logistics operation which costs money as well.
You also make the argument that if the clocks had not gone back last October, you think it would have saved people money on their electricity bills and so on. Explain to us why that is.
Yeah, because psychologically, once the clocks go back in October, winter comes in. So people have a longer nights. So in practice, they will put on the fire or the heating or whatever earlier, an hour or two earlier. They're less inclined to go out. And then, of course, it continues in to the end of March, which is a very long period for basically sustained dark evenings, winter, and that is detrimental both financially, energy-wise, and also, of course, psychologically.
does it not balance out then over the course of the year, over the course of the clock going back and the clock going forward?
Not really. First of all, the disruption occurs, and that is hugely detrimental to people. And even some of the MEPs told me they noticed it with their young kids, the way it disrupts them. And also, of course, we love, I think, in Ireland, the long summer evenings. And it's bright now in the morning at 6:30 or 7:30. So there's no reason in the world to have winter time continuing this long. And I don't think it balances out. I think the damage done is pretty stark in some respects when you look at all the evidence. And I think the majority of people see it that way. And that's why they have shown in a public consultation they'd like to get rid of it. And I even saw a few months ago where the bold Donald Trump said they should get rid of it in America. But I mean, he's probably too busy with other things to turn his attention to that yet.
He might be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I know you see yourself as very much a representative of the farmers, farming community. Am I right in saying that originally they would have been strongly in favour of this because it would have given them more light in the morning in winter? I think I'm right in saying that. Am I correct?
Yeah, but actually the evidence shows again that is actually detrimental from a point of view of particularly milch cows. They produce less for a couple of weeks after the changeover. So financially, they're probably taking a hit. But the other point, I think, which we should emphasize as well, if the clocks changed no more after, we say, this March, people actually wouldn't notice it. It would be the same as going from Monday to the next, as we do normally, and people wouldn't notice it and they get on with life. But it's the twice a year disruption that's doing the damage.
So, sorry, yeah, and actually you raise an interesting point. Where would you leave the time? Would you put the clocks forward this time and leave it at that? Or would you put the clocks back next autumn and leave it at that? Which time would you pick?
Personally, I would go for putting the clocks forward and keeping a similar time all year round. I think it's better in many respects. But there are other countries in particular where they would probably want winter time. But that's been put forward as an argument why we should keep it as it is. But I don't see that as an argument anymore because having researched it every week when I go from Ireland to Brussels, there's an hour difference. So if you're crossing a border from one country to another, you just adjust to the time that's there.
Well,
so
you're leading very nicely to my next question, which would be, what about if we did it and the UK doesn't? I mean, I can't remember when it was, but there was a period, was it in World War II, when we were on a different time zone to Britain and Northern Ireland. And the joke was you got the train from Newry to Dundalk and you arrived a half an hour before you left. Is that not confusing?
That would be confusing. And that might have happened 6 or 7 years ago when the Brexiteers were in their mad, crazy world and doing everything opposite to what the EU would do. But now there's a far more realistic approach in the United Kingdom. 85% of their respondents in the public consultation wanted an inter-clock change as well. So I'm absolutely convinced that it would be an absolutely logistical nightmare for the United Kingdom if the rest of Europe abolished clock change, that they wouldn't do the same. And I think that enthusiastically take it on board, because to be as beneficial to them as it would be to another member state.
Final question, Sean. Like we speak about this regularly on the show, twice a year. Do you think this could actually happen? Do you think we're actually close to this actually happening, though?
I think if it doesn't happen in this mandate next year or two, it probably won't happen at all, certainly for a long, long time, because you can only go to the well so often. And the Commission, the Parliament, many member states were in favour of abolishing it a couple of years ago. If we have a go at it again and we do not get support from the council, then I think probably we would just for, unfortunately, a long time to come.
Okay. Just before I let you go, Sean, you're obviously MEP for Ireland Side, but you were in a different life. You were president of the GAA, and I know you're still a very committed member of the GAA. Can I ask you just your reaction to the very sad news yesterday, the passing of longtime Sunday game presenter Michael Lister?
Yes, I was absolutely very saddened to hear of his passing. He was a really exceptional presenter, particularly of the Sunday game. I got to know him very well, especially when I was president. He was a very decent fella, highly intelligent and very calm as well. I think he had no equals in terms of presenting the Sunday game or any programme of that nature. He was a master of his craft, but he never looked for any attention for himself. He just came across as someone who was very genuine, very committed, very much in control, and he left the others have their viewpoint, whether he disagreed or didn't. It didn't really matter. And I must say that he's a huge loss, but he certainly made a major imprint. And anybody coming after him has found it difficult, I think, to fill his shoes. And the same will be true for those who will come in the next new number of years, because he was really the master of the craft. He was the maestro, and he's a huge loss. But as I said, as a human being, he was a very, very nice fellow.
Yeah. Yeah, Niveg Alehid Arisha and Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.